We're talking today at the Oklahoma 4-H Roundup with Brandy Moore, the outgoing president of the Oklahoma 4-H Clubs. And Brandy, let's talk a little bit about your involvement with 4-H. Tell me a little bit, how did you get started, eight, 9 years ago?
Yeah, so my 4-H career began by me showing livestock that my grandmother had raised. So I showed sheep and goats, and then I was able to see the leadership at the county fair, and I wanted to be one of them very soon. And so throughout the years, I've grown as a leader, and it's helped me run for different offices and get to president where I'm at today.
So tell me a little bit about some of the leadership skills and some of the leadership activities that you've been involved in.
Yeah, so we have workshops all of the time that teaches students through like the project areas that they're interested in, life skills such as leadership, public speaking, organization, time management, even just social skills are something that we're very big on. And we do that through things that they already enjoy. So it's fun for them, but they don't realize they're learning until afterwards and they've seen how far they've came.
When was the first time you had in your mind that you really would like to be one of the state officers for 4-H?
Definitely my first year at Roundup, which was about 7 years ago. I was 13, and I saw the green jackets up on stage, and I saw them receiving awards and winning Hall of Fame, and I soon realized that I wanted to be them. I wanted to give back to the 4-H program that in those few short years had already grown me, and I wanted to continue that. So it was definitely all because of Roundup.
So tell me a little bit about your 4-H years as a high schooler. What sort of things were you doing the last few years before you got to college?
Yeah, so I was still, my senior year, I was able to show livestock one final time. I really love my goats, so I was able to do that. And we also have a county and local club that I'm very involved in. So different service learning projects, even just like the Change for Change that we have, picking up around the school. And we also have National 4-H Week. So every day of the week, we would do something nice like for the school to give back. So we made goodie bags for like the lunch ladies and made breakfast for the teachers. So lots of giving back to the community.
At the state level, as you've gone through this year as president of 4-H in the state of Oklahoma, what's it been like? What have you done? How have you represented the organization?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've done a lot of things this year for the state level of 4-H. I have been able to go to the Ohio State 4-H Conference and learn about how their state council runs and get some ideas and programs to maybe implement here in our state. We have also been able to visit a lot of counties. We know that we can grow the 4-H program by getting to know the 4-Hers in our state. And so we've been able to visit a lot of those counties. I visited over 10 this year, and each member has visited quite a few as well. And then also we're going to have Stay 4-H Day at the Capitol, but due to the teacher walkout, that was canceled, sadly. So that's usually one of the things that we do as well. But it's been a lot of getting to know the 4-Hers in the state.
You're on your last hours as president of the Oklahoma 4-H. What do you think it's done for you? What's it meant to you?
Yeah, definitely being in the last hours of my presidency is kind of unreal. But I definitely have learned that this whole time it has been nothing about me. It's always been about the 4-Hers that elected me to be in this position. It was about making them proud, making them known, and making 4-H more visible to continue this awesome program. And so it's really meant the world to me that they chose me, and I was honored to represent them all across the state.
What do you think the Roundup experience has meant to you, but also meant to all the 4-Hers that have gone through it down through the years here in Stillwater?
For sure. I definitely think that a Roundup definitely means growth to everybody that comes here. You're able to find those role models who are running for the state offices, and those first-timers are really intrigued by that and are able to attend workshops while they're here as well to learn all kinds of different things and different project areas that they did not even know existed. So I definitely feel like Roundup means growth to everybody that comes here.
Seems that 4-H has, as you mentioned, so many different areas, so many different project areas. It's almost just limited by imagination and maybe by the volunteers that are willing to help.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. We have over 60 different project areas, and only 10 of them are ag-related. So we have everything from beekeeping to robotics to STEM to wildlife and fisheries to literally anything imaginable. And it's kind of one of those things, if we don't have it, you can create it. So definitely just having the support from those volunteers, and you can do anything that you love to do.
I suspect you've got a few things green in your wardrobe, and you'll probably be wearing those after you end this year as president of Oklahoma 4-H. What's the plan after? What do you want to achieve in your life? Maybe 4-H has helped you get to this point.
Definitely, 4-H has been like a big impact on my life and growing me into the person that I am. And so by going to Say 4-H at the Capitol and other events like that, it has started a political spark in me. And so in the future, I definitely foresee myself running for a state office, maybe like House of Representatives or the Senate. I'm not quite sure which yet, but definitely want to do that. And then also in the future, I wanted to go and be maybe the National 4-H CEO. I was able to attend the National 4-H Youth in Action Legacy Awards and meet the current CEO. And she was really just such an inspiration to me, and I love this program, and 10 years is not enough for me, so I want to continue giving back.
And you're currently at Northeastern State?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I currently attend Northeastern State University, where I was able to create a collegiate 4-H program there as well, so that's definitely also in the future.
Thanks, Brandy. Brandy Moore just wrapping up her year serving as the state president of Oklahoma 4-H. And on Thursday evening at the awards ceremonies at this year's Oklahoma 4-H Roundup, she was named one of two 2018 Oklahoma 4-H Hall of Fame Award winners. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.